Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, happy Sunday afternoon or morning, wherever you are. Welcome. Next 2 hours of broadcast healing, courtesy of, Super Don and Op-Ed, putting the thing together behind the scenes, and I just show up for work today. I don't know how this happens. Very pleased where we got to go. Not pleased with where we have to go today, by the way. Families, moms, dads, this is about you. Moms or dads-to-be, this is about you. Stop having children. There, I solved overpopulation. No, that's not my message.
What?
That's not my message. That was just not my message. I want to elaborate. Stop having children if you're going to register your children with the state. Because the state then just takes ownership of them whenever they want. So stop. You think you're having your own kids? You're not. Because you get, we got to get a birth certificate. We got to have a baby in a hospital. And then they're going to take, listen, enough already. You know how many CPS kidnapping stories we've covered over the last few years? I'm tired of it.
Too many.
Too damn many. And I'm tired of children being taken by the state, by minions of the pharmaceutical state. Taking children for what? Well, medical experimentation, right? Medical neglect, medical abuse. It's all happening because of what CPS is doing. Or because you're camping with your kids. Yep, we're going camping, kids. Kids should go, no, don't go camping with us. The CPS is going to take us. What do you mean? Check this out in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Another medical kidnap case. Police in Michigan seized 6 children because the family was camping in tents for the summer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The
child
entire
abuse.
Right. The entire basis for going out, living in the wilderness, done, over. Not unless you're willing to give up your children. How cool was it to go camping with your... Super Don, did you ever go camping as a kid?
I did, but we did the kind of pseudo camping. We belonged to one of those like a membership things where it's like you pull in and you hook up to everything and they have a clubhouse and a swimming pool, and camping was putting your tent on the little patch of grass next to the RV.
Semi-tanting.
I did. I was a Boy Scout though, so I did do some real camping.
Yeah, no, and my son has done that with the venture clubs and all of that, but man, now it's become a crime against kids to go camping with them. That's why I say stop having kids. If you're just going to have kids and have them in a hospital and get a birth certificate and stamp them with a number that makes them a corporate entity that the state can grab whenever it feels. Why did you have kids? Just so they'd be taken away? No, I know. Parents, you're going to get ticked off at me for saying this, but you didn't know. You didn't know, but now you do. Or if you've been listening to this show for a while, you do now. Young millennials thinking of having children. No, it's not better to go along to get along, because then they're going to get along with your little kids outside of your purview when the state says we don't like that you're camping with them. I'm not making this stuff up. How do they get a hold of your children? Seriously. How can they go in and say your family is camping? You don't have enough electricity. You don't have water. Well, they had water. Then they just take the kids. Come on, think. This ain't right. In America, It's not Nazi Germany, is it? Is it communist Russia where they could just conscript your children, take them away because they don't like that you're camping? We wanted them to see what it's like to live in the wilderness for a while. If maybe they'd like to do that as a career. Maybe they should have some skills of survival, of growing food. Well, that can't be, because that would be a threat to the political elite, the police state that wants to mandate that you are subservient to them, that you are locked in to some type of corporate umbilical cord that feeds you only when you could pay them. And for those of you who can't, then you will be in engulfed in some form of slave labor or something close to it. No, I'm not exaggerating. When they can take your kids because you went camping with them. Oh, you're going to think, well, no, it can't be that simple, Robert. I mean, they wouldn't do that, right? No, okay, how about this? Your kid comes home from school, you're stuck in traffic, you're heading there, he's 11 years old, he's out back playing basketball. Neighbors call and say, oh my gosh, can you believe that kid's out back playing basketball? CPS comes and takes both of the kids, an 11-year-old and his 4-year-old brother.
Now we're talking 11 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
playing basketball in the backyard.
He's at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he didn't have a key to the house. So he's outside mm-hmm. playing basketball, and he was by himself waiting for his parents to get home for 90 minutes.
And then they're taking
that's it
away.
No. That's it. And get it. The cops didn't show up and say, hey, you know, we got a report, and we were just like, no. The cops
immediately
handcuffed the parents,
mm-hmm.
strip searched the parents, fingerprinted them, booked them, and they had to stay overnight in jail.
Police.
Because the 11-year-old and his 4-year-old brother were hanging out, waiting for mom and dad to get home at their house.
Mm-hmm.
This
trouble. Reason has it on their blog, and it's not over yet. They got the kids back, but there's still some criminal charges pending. Children playing outside or walking unsupervised does not meet the criteria for a CPS response, absent specific information supporting the conclusion that the child has been harmed or is at substantial risk of harm if they continue to be unsupervised.
Were these kids wandering around the neighborhood?
Not at all.
No. They were at home.
We get now the kids that are playing in the park, and the parents are being arrested. This is the police state. Now, again, I start back with birth. Please, plan ahead. If you don't have kids yet, plan ahead, millennials. Do you want your kids to be basically, if you understand the concept of registration, Regis, it's with the king, you're basically putting the kids in the jurisdiction of state ownership. And people don't, I'm telling you, my fellow Americans, we've gone to sleep, we're all on drugs, and we thought, oh, well, this is just normal, everybody's doing it, right? And you used to tell your kids, if you have them, if little Johnny jumped over a cliff and everybody jumped over, would you jump over the cliff because everybody's doing it, right? We come back to that. And that's what I'm talking about here with the whole concept of marriage licenses, the whole concept of registering your kids with the government. It's, oh, everybody's doing it. That makes it okay? Vaccines. Oh, everybody's doing it. Is that why you're not vaccinating? Have you suddenly, oh, you realized in one area, not cool, not a good idea. What about these other areas? This was my awakening, folks, just so you know, long time ago, when I started seeing how I was lied to by the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex in all of my ailments, illnesses, and diseases, most of which was brought about by the pharmaceutical drug pushers, doctors, the licensed drug. And by the way, the whole vaccine paradigm would crumble tomorrow, at least temporarily, until they get all the nurses, until the nurses back out, and then who do they get? Walmart workers to inject you. That's where it would end up going. Doctors who vaccinate are nothing more than corporate shills for the medical, pharmaceutical, vaccine, industrial complex. And it's playing itself out in so many areas and facets of our lives here in America, the corporate fascist United States of America. Not the du jour Republican form of government we're guaranteed by our Constitution and every state constitution. Instead, no, I'll just sign them up because everybody else does it. It's too difficult to not do what everybody else does. We should just continue to do what everybody else does, right? Be a good example for our kids and just get along, even if it means selling them down the proverbial corporate state river. Am I a little bit ornery for a Sunday afternoon on the East Coast? Yes, I am. When I saw these medical kidnap/kidnap cases, I just I'm once again brought to the state of, if I'm not going to lash out a little bit in anger, I'm going to be crying over this issue.
Well, and here's what it comes down to, Robert, okay? And I think this is where you're coming from. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's happening, and we're seeing it happen. We're seeing the pattern, and people just need to be educated. They need to be informed, as you're doing here. You're attempting to do that. On what to do to avoid that, because it's not going to stop. The only way that you can stop that from happening to you is by knowing what's going on, knowing how to avoid it, and knowing how to protect yourself. And so it's a point of education, informing. People need to understand that CPS is not necessarily your friend. They do some good things, they do. But so does the FDA, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's protect yourself.
Stop inviting the vampire into your house, right? Like all of the fictional literature, some would say it's not fiction. Whatever, dude. This is not a midnight show. But the concept of inviting the vampire into the house is a very real one. And you invite these government, state, police agencies into your house via contracts of adhesion. This doesn't happen accidentally. If you think, oh, no, they don't know. Well, okay, look, the low-level and mid-level bureaucrat has no earthly idea what they're involved in. Any more than the average parent in America knows what they're getting into when they sign or request from the state permission to marry.
And that's not their fault. It's not like we're demonizing the parents. They just don't know, because that message, that truth has been hidden and squashed from the general public, because they don't want you to know that.
And my outrage is extended to a lot of different areas. And ultimately, I'm saying, as a parent or as a parent-to-be, I want you to think long and hard about this. I want you to research, because we're learning of these millennials. They're researchers. They have access to information, and they're digging this stuff up. But what they do with it, I mean, it's going to be a different future if they decide to literally take back that sovereignty, that sanctity of what they want to establish in their lives, should they decide to form a family unit and say, you know what, our previous generations, our parents, our grandparents, they kind of screwed up on this. It kind of faded away over the last 100 or so years, and I don't want to go down that same road. Which of you will choose that road? It's a scary road, because it means independence, it means liberty, it means sovereignty, it means caring for yourself, and of course the attacks on families who go out camping, who want to unplug from the grid, even temporarily, question, why would they be a threat to anyone? Yeah, once you answer that, you'll understand why they want you adhesed, if you will, with duct tape, that supposedly can't ever be removed. But I'm telling you, even if it hurts, I'm removing the duct tape. All right, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Op-Ed, our intern extraordinaire millennial, is coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders.
I didn't wake up disgusted.
Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY.
What's that?
Carnivora.com.
I didn't wake up disgusted.
C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R. That's all right.
.com.
Just kind of got to me right as we went on air. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. You're
or visit carnivora.com. Protect your.
You're on fire a lot more lately.
It's very easy to be
a I like it.
All you need to motorize a home is
whatever.
If your home security system
this is the Robert Scott Bell I remember.
Then you all right.
Making it easy. There never was. There was a while there where there wasn't a show that didn't go by without you yelling.
I was no show. What are you talking about?
Locked into a long-term contract and think you're safe, but a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection.
All right, do we have Ed?
Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring.
No, Daniel, can you go ahead and give him a call on Skype?
Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other.
Oh wait, you there?
Half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply
Safe.
Ed?
Daniel.
Simply Safe Defense.
Daniel, son.
For an exclusive 10% offer, that's SimplySafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy...
Daniel, you there?
...offers specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high...
Daniel, you there?
...health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
How does it feel to wake up one day and find you're an artificial creation of the state? Whether it be the pharmaceutical state, military-industrial state, whatever state. Oh, no, not from a creator like God, for goodness sake. I know I'm speaking blasphemy now, but I'm a little annoyed, just a wee bit annoyed, over the kidnappings of children here in America by our own government institutions, local, federal, and state, claiming ownership of your children. Join now, along with Super Don, Op-Ed, we've coined it now, and I think we've come to the conclusion that Ed is okay with being Op-Ed. Is that correct, Ed?
Works for me.
it works for him. Okay, listen, you get, because he's got good opinions, really cool opinions we'll get to. But, Ed, was there a time that you woke up and recognized that you might have been kind of induced by virtue of your birth instead of being a child of something far greater than government, that the government said, now we own you?
Well, you know, it's that day, that come to Jesus moment also, right? You know, you look up, you wake up, you're like, look, I am not owned by some guys in some suits in the middle of some skyscraper that are screwing people out of their earnings, you know?
But, I mean, this is what, when I cover these medical kidnap cases, and I come back to the baseline, contracts of adhesion, the things that parents did unknowingly, thinking that, well, everybody has to do it. Of course you register your kid with the state, right? Of course you ask permission to get married. Of course. It's like, no, a horse is a horse, of course. But other than that, no, don't just do stuff because everybody else does it. Now, is it true that the millennials are starting to rebel against the stuff that their parents and grandparents did just because everybody did it?
Oh, totally. And that's been the counter. You know, it's the counter I don't think they saw coming is that they've created this huge animosity against any kind of ubiquitous control. I mean, a lot of guys just want to think for themselves. Just give them something, you know? They're so micromanaged in school. I mean, I just watched this video just now that These kids are having like a dance-off. These kids were going bonkers. You know, the teachers are telling them to go into the classroom and stuff, but the kids, they love the idea of being able to control their own destiny. You know, some of them are a little bit lost, but hey, they're finding their way. And as we've talked about before, they are the generation that's going to be experiencing probably the most turmoil this country's ever experienced, you know? But in a positive way, they're making a difference.
Well, the thing is, the turmoil is part of life. We know that. I'm not asking for a utopia here on Earth. The question is, what would utopia be? I mean, I think as simple as honoring other people, you know, do all you have agreed to do. Do not encroach on other persons or their property. Basic concepts of respect for others. Don't violate others' rights. But, of course, we've gotten to a point where we're such a top-down hierarchical, I don't even say it that way, but structured in terms of rules that are written for everybody. Like, you know, the condominium boards to homeowners associations on up to the federal government dictating every aspect of our lives and then demanding a pound of flesh in order to sustain the overwhelming number of rules that are made that everybody is basically a criminal at any given moment.
Oh, just a hand, right? Just cut off the hand, you know, maybe the leg every now and then, you know.
Well, the thing is, at least everybody can go out and have a Starbucks coffee and not have to think that they're getting poisoned.
Oh, speaking of crazy people, man, Starbucks. Mm-hmm. If there's been something that has probably more irreparably hurt my generation, it's probably Starbucks.
I mean, why would you say that?
Oh, this new, I say, Leo, you look at the tree. You look at a tree,
yeah, I know that,
judging by its fruit.
Okay.
This new Frappuccino. This new Frappuccino line, they come with these five cool flavors. You know, one of them is lemon spice, the other one's cinnamon roll. Like, oh, it all sounds wonderful. You're like, yeah, you want to go out and grab one. But then you actually look what's inside these Frappuccinos.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular one, cinnamon roll, has 102 grams of sugar. I mean, we're talking about it being, they're using sugar the same way the Chinese and the English use opium. It gets kids addicted to this stuff, man.
Excuse me, barista, could I have some coffee with my sugar, please?
I know, right?
Super Don, you're a coffee aficionado. When you go to those places, do you realize, are they throwing that in there, or do you appreciate coffee just as coffee?
You know, there was a time where I did the trendy thing. You know, it's kind of like, I would like a caramel macchiato, sprinkly, whatever. Anymore, nah. Just give me a cup of Joe, and I'll add what I want to add into it. Because, yeah, I mean, really, honestly, it might taste kind of good once in a while, especially the seasonal stuff. I am an eggnog fanatic, okay? So the eggnog latte, I love the eggnog latte. But for the most part, those things have so much crap in them that it's like I don't feel like I'm drinking coffee. I feel like I'm drinking a milkshake.
Well, listen, we're up on a break. I want to ask Ed about the ingredients in some of this stuff. And the millennials picked up on the least of the ingredients may, in fact, be coffee. And we'll get to that. Also, Monsanto is now calling itself Sustainable Agriculture Company. Orwell is alive and well. Yeah, Orwell is alive and well. Watch the language being shifted by the corporate elite. Do you believe them? Stick around. We'll talk more about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barricaro, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, let me put it another way. I am calling for a separation of marriage and state. Right? I talk about all of the marriage thing, and people go, "What the heck is he saying? You don't need a license." Remember, licenses were, not part of the government in terms of marriage. It was never. You didn't have to ask permission of the government to get married. It was only after the war between the states ended, and then suddenly, some white people wanted to marry some black people. And it's like, whoa, you can't do that. You have to ask permission of the states. Maybe we'll grant you permission. And then somehow that evolved into everybody has to ask all of the time for permission to marry. I did not. I refused to ask permission where none is required. Oh, but it is required, Robert. They'll never let you do it. You ever heard of I mentioned the term contract. How about an agreement? How about a covenant? You write up your own. You want to consult with an attorney? That's your business. Write up your own. Come into agreement to lawfully of age ability to make the contract. You're in. You're in. That's it. Kids, well, they're not real unless the government stamps them with a certificate that says they're real. Oh, really? How did they do that before the government used to grant you certificates? Well, you recorded it in your family Bible. Major life events, births, deaths, consecrations, whatever. It was all recorded there. That's how they get. How do you think they got all of this information years before when they didn't grant these things and stamp you and give you numbers?
Well, see, the caveat here,
yeah,
is that there are so many things now that have been tied to a marriage certificate or a birth certificate or things of that nature. Because somebody will say, well, if I don't have a birth certificate, then I can't enroll my kid in school. Or if I don't have a marriage license, then I cannot get my husband's or my wife's benefits or insurance or stuff like that.
Because they don't understand contract law, Super Don.
What I'm saying, though? That's the first question somebody's going to come up with, and they're going to go, what do you mean?
Look, if people want to find excuses, they'll always find excuses. But it's just like in healing. We relied upon a medical elite to tell us what we can and can't do, what we should and shouldn't do, and look at how screwy that's gotten us into more cancer than ever, more heart disease than ever, more chronic diseases that never before existed on the face of this planet because we've relied upon experts. And as you can hear, I'm tired of relying upon experts. You've got to become your own expert or find someone that you can consult with that you can trust. Of course, that's always the message in all of life. And we're all struggling with that, millennials included. That's why Op-Ed is here. Talk about trust. Do the millennials trust the experts? Do they? I mean, it's a concern I have that we've gotten into trouble because we rely on experts everywhere.
But what is an expert? That's the big question, right? How can we validate some of these experts? They're known liars, half these guys. They've done so much and lied so much. I mean, what do you do if you go to a guy or you go to a guy that you trust? He's trading you tea, and then you find out all along for the years you've been giving him money, he's been giving you sugar,
Right. Or in that tea, you will find pesticide residues that they claim couldn't be there because it's actually organic. That would never happen.
Young's on to something. Neil Young, that guy, guys like him are breaking this trance that Starbucks and other companies like it have over the youth. Where they almost get them to sell their own product. They're like taking pictures with it and branding themselves with it and stuff. Neil Young, being part of the cultural unit, the music industry, and guys like him are quintessential at breaking that trance. Because you listen to Neil Young's album, man, that guy, he's going to town on the truth about Starbucks.
He's hitting up Starbucks. What was the issue with pesticides in their latte or something? What was that all about?
Well, the Teavana is their so-called organic tea. They acquired this a couple years ago. Turns out this tea has 23 different pesticide residues inside of it. It wouldn't even be allowed to be sold in the EU, let alone here, And this company, next to letting those pesticides in, also lets something called endosulfan in, which in layman's terms essentially causes infertility. They're taking away our ability to have kids. It's crazy.
Right. Well, and I've said don't have kids unless you're ready. And how do you say if you're ready? Well, part of the readiness is recognizing the world we're coming into and how you're going to navigate this world. Don't go in, let's say, unconscious, and then suddenly you find that the last minute, oh, my gosh, we just got to do all of this stuff, and then this happens, and they're going to take our kids later because they don't like the way we live, or perhaps maybe you look at cannabis as medicine, not as a dangerous drug. Any number of reasons or things. Or you're going to let your kid play basketball in the backyard, or camping with them off-grid. This is the kind of thing that is just like got my goat, so to speak, today. And the goat would be curried, but I'm not eating a curried goat right now. I'm not going to do it.
Goat.
So we go. You have a curry goat recipe?
No, we have a curry goat later. We're making it in the house.
What are you going, Jamaican on me?
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No, you're not.
Go back to your serious dog.
You're eating curry goat later?
Yeah, curry goat. We try to make recipes and make it organic. So we're making like an all-organic curry meal.
All right. Well, Super Don, you got to make your own organic eggnog. Don't go to Starbucks because they ain't going to give you the real thing. Promise.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goat. Now, is goat good?
Oh, it's so good.
Can be gamey. Depending on the kind.
Interesting. Wow. Oh, and you know what? Let's just say this. Anybody who was listening earlier may have heard a dog barking in the background. Izzy has a new friend, Ed's dog, and the dog's name is what, Ed?
Liberty.
Liberty dog. Yes, another superhero, feline or canine? No, this one's canine. Canine superhero. Hoofnagel is the feline superhero. Let's get Liberty the dog and Hoofnagel the science cat together. See what happens. What kind of experiment could be conducted?
That could totally be interesting.
Yeah. We'll get to that. We got some Hoofnagel news a little later in the show. We're talking with Op-Ed, our millennial intern. He's beyond that. He's doing extraordinary work putting the notes together for us each and every day. And I am blessed to have you on board with us and super on making it sound so good. Daniel's on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We talked about Neil Young and the GMO protesting Starbucks and, of course, Monsanto. New article about Monsanto. Monsanto's making some interesting claims here. They're billing themselves as a sustainable agricultural company. Sustainable agricultural company. Only if you redefine the term sustainable to mean, well, you got to pay us money for seeds that will kill you or the land, right? But again, it's the Orwellian language. We've come to exist in an era where they can just kind of use words that are understood to mean one thing, but actually mean completely different in the way they're going to use them, and you're supposed to figure that out. That Monsanto could even get away with trying to rebrand itself as a sustainable agriculture company tells you how far we have come as a species in terms of turning off of our powers of not only intuition, but our ability to question, our ability to use our cognitive abilities, these kinds of things. And Monsanto is one of the most evil, if not the most evil corporation on the planet, alongside the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor does it have any reserves. Another story for another moment. But a company like Monsanto, all these global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state could not exist without the money system of the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. Again, story for another day, but I bring that in. This biotech giant says it's going to empower farmers around the world. Really? Empower what? To have hundreds, if not thousands of them in India to commit suicide? What the hell? Now, I take it, Ed, that the millennials does not really believe something like this coming from Monsanto, do they?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Monsanto is sustainable as much as a daily regime of drinking glue.
Okay, that's a good answer. Speaking of that, is that what you turned your cow into, Super Don?
Oh, no.
My cow. Yeah, Super Don had a cow once. I know it probably seems really weird for me, but there was a time there where I went in on buying a cow and had to feed it, which is really I'm not made out to be a farmer or a rancher. It's just not my thing. But yeah, we had some good steaks from that cow.
Did you feed it hay or hay?
It was not a transgendered cow, I promise.
Now,
but
I thought you were joking about the cow. You had a cow, and then Jenny made you sit in the corner until you relaxed and calmed down.
Because I never have a cow, do I?
No, that's me today. I'm having a cow on this whole issue of medical kidnap and
snap out of it.
Right, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Monsanto, a sustainable.
You have to have a cow, though, right?
No, you do. I think that that's part of it. You know, when we don't try to suppress our emotions here. I mean, granted, I can, you know, I'm a guy, you know, so it's like you tend to kind of not be as emotional about things. And occasionally it'll just kind of come out as anger or something. But emotions to express, I think they are very powerful tools. And you can even mock up emotions if you need to achieve a certain goal. But I guess the question is attachment. The question is, are you throwing anger out like daggers to hurt people? Or is it a tool to wake folks up? Because there is a legitimate righteous anger, righteous indignation over many of these things, and Monsanto is one big one of those things.
You know, that passion is, people worldwide know that about America. We are the most passionate nation, and that sometimes comes out in anger, but you know, you talk about all the things that they've done to us. They had to do these things to even bring us to this point. It's a tribute to even our nation's strength, you know, that the situation we're in. Another nation would have crumbled under this pressure. But that's also why it's so important to hear the passion now whenever we can, because who knows one day, maybe passion will be politically incorrect, you know, a little bit of racism, right? or It's not nice to yell.
Well, that passion, I wish it was being directed a little bit more, perhaps proactively and positively. The idea of waking up and doing something about something versus just raging against the machine.
Well, let's not cut ourselves short, though, and miss what I think is a positive on this, which is if you look at the consciousness today versus what it was, say, 10, 20 years ago, we have made huge advancements and leaps to the point where now we're covering stories where guys are sneaking into the shareholders meeting of Syngenta and calling them on their crap. Or people are aware of Monsanto to the point that Monsanto is now having to try and find a way to rebrand itself because of all of the stigma that's now attached to the name. So we have made advancements. We have made progress. It's just a case of, you know, where do we go from here? That's the fun part.
Listen to Super Don. Turn it into something really positive with awareness. He's doing well there, I have to say. My concern, of course, for my fellow Americans is Mark Dice goes out and does petitions and say, hey, sign this petition so we can nuke Russia. And blindly, many Americans do. They try to do the same thing in Russia, and they're like, what are you, bonkers here? It's because, again, Monsanto, drugs, FDA approvals, things like that. And the cops that are stealing the pot brownies. We got a story on that. Op-Ed, thank you for joining us officially today. Always appreciate you, man. Really cool.
Thanks for having me.
All right, lots more healing to go. Joni Abbott, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Subodon, do we have our guest number 1,000 scheduled yet? Because we're inching ever closer. We are getting so close. I don't want to bust that up because, you know, we're trying to target and we're getting no response, getting no love. Or have I just been so angry on the air that people are afraid to show up to be a guest on the show?
You've scared everybody away. No. I just, we're still working on it. We've got a few candidates here, and we've gotten some great suggestions and appreciate that from the listeners.
Okay, because somebody's going to be guest number 1,000, and it's coming up probably maybe even this week.
I think so.
Who's that going to be? Yeah, it's getting that close. Also, we got what was that light bulb company we talked to, the incandescents, because they had like a tougher shell, and they were exempted from the you can't make incandescent bulbs, only mercury bulbs kind of thing. I got to reach out.
Yeah, that actually was a very cool story where they managed to work around the restrictions that Obama was trying to put on light bulbs.
Well, not
and force
just
everybody
trying,
to have to use
did.
The mercury ones, right?
Right, because, you know, we got some movement coming on, and this place has all these mercury bulbs I want to replace with the real incandescents that actually are not mercury-laden. So I may want to reach out to them again, coordinate that. Put that. I know it's already on the to-do list, but I'm just bringing it to your attention again for everybody to hear. All right.
The to-do list.
the to-do list. The 1,000th guest. Who will it be? Give us a call. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, Natural News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, all around the world, and we appreciate you being here spreading the word. This is how we do it, you know, communicating out, creating those who would limit consciousness, those who would limit your behavior, those who would confine you to a mental cage, if you will. Those thoughts are not allowed. Don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, my gosh, he's not approved. But that's why you're here, because we need a little less approval in this country and a little more independence of spirit, thought, action, and true vitality, real survival. So that's why we're here. At least one of the many reasons why we're here. And one of the reasons also to bring up the issue with medical cannabis, or even if for you, if you're recreational about it, I don't judge. It's what you want to do. But another raid in California where medical cannabis is legal, but the feds still hold sway a little bit. And there's a special secret footage of a Santa Ana cop in a raid.
Or not so secret anymore.
No, they thought they had turned off all the cameras in the pot shop. And it turns out it wasn't. And what basically happened here, Super Don? They decided to eat some of the brownies or something?
Yeah, well, okay. They raid the shop. They basically destroy this thing. And that what they thought, not just turning off the cameras, but they thought they had destroyed these surveillance cameras.
Right.
Once they thought they were in the clear, they hung out in this shop, ate pot brownies, pot edibles, okay, got high, and started throwing darts.
Wow.
Okay, so they're all sitting around, and then they're talking amongst themselves, and they start making these comments about partying with a judge that signed the warrant for them to be able to raid the place.
You mean partying, like smoking pot with the judge?
Actually, no. This is hanging out at, like, the Circle K, drinking beers out of red Solo cups. I mean, and I'm not really exaggerating there. And
wow.
So, yeah, it really is just another example of where that you've got these police officers that feel like they have this power that they can exploit. And guess what? They're normal people, too.
Mm-hmm.
They like to smoke pot. They like to do things that maybe aren't exactly following the law. They're human. But they're using the power and the authority that they have to squash other people and keep them from being able to do things they want to do.
That's
but then
exactly.
Using that power for their own wants and needs. And we see this so much, whether we're talking about government or medical industry or police. Not all police are this way. They're not.
Authoritarians don't realize, perhaps, how much they are not free because they're bound by their desire to run other people's lives. And
yes.
They're also locked into a karmic loop or a circle where they're, you know, they're granted. They want to rule over you, but they're not free. They're tied to those people that they are ruling.
They're in their own prison.
Yep, exactly. Well said. Hey, next hour we're going to set it free with Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health. Also, the AMA tackling Dr. Oz? Really? Why? How many? What's the percent, do you think, of doctors that are actually members of the AMA? It's a sad story. We got that and a whole lot of healing coming up next hour because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.